Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So based on listener input, we're looking at an interesting piece today. It's Gary Ackerman's Capacity for Learning article from HackScience.Education.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Our aim here is, well, to really unpack Ackerman's main argument. How can you listening actually thrive when the world of work feels like it's constantly shifting?
Absolutely. It's about building a framework, really, for lifelong learning that works in practice.
So Ackerman starts by acknowledging something we all feel. Right? This uncertainty about future jobs, maybe jobs that don't even exist yet.
Exactly. And while people debate how much things will change, Ackerman focuses on the individual experience. For us personally, that feeling of uncertainty is definitely real.
Right. And his core idea, rather than predicting, is building this capacity for learning. He uses this analogy, like biological adaptation.
It's this idea that we can develop an inherent ability to respond effectively to change, whether it's, you know, economic, political, whatever shifts are happening around us.
So how do we build that capacity? What are the ingredients, according to him?
Well, he breaks it down into three main things. First up, academic skills.
Okay, like the basics, reading, writing, math.
Yes, but he argues they're getting more complex. Especially with technology, it's not just reading, it's evaluating information accuracy online. You know, anyone can post anything.
That's a huge one. Knowing what to trust and choosing the right tech tools, I suppose.
Precisely. It's about being digitally savvy, an active user, not just passive.
Okay, makes sense. What's the second ingredient?
Natural situations. This is about learning in contexts that actually mirror real-world complexity.
Ah, so moving beyond simplified problems, like textbook exercises that don't really map to reality.
Exactly that. The key is that learners create something, an output that professionals in that field would actually value. Authentic creation, not just, you know, answering chapter questions.
I like that. It's learning by doing something meaningful, something tangible.
Yeah, it makes the learning stick, feels more relevant.
Okay, academic skills, natural situations, and the third.
The third is metacognition.
Metacognition. Okay, break that down for us.
It's essentially learning what you know, or maybe knowing how you learn. It's about understanding your own learning processes.
So being aware of how you learn best.
And being able to apply knowledge from one area to another. Also crucially, identifying what you don't know, your knowledge gaps.
And then figuring out how to fill those gaps.
That's right.
Taking charge of your own learning path.
Exactly. It's the engine for self-directed learning, really. Understanding yourself as a learner. Ackerman points out that schools, physical or online, are often the main places we develop this.
Right. So pulling it all together, what's the big takeaway for someone listening who wants to navigate their future?
Well, the core message is that actively working on these three things, those evolving academic skills, engaging in real-world style learning, and developing that metacognitive awareness, that's how you build resilience.
It's about building that robust capacity for learning, he talks about.
Yeah. It equips you to handle uncertainty, whatever the future job market looks like.
That feels very actionable, actually, not just theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
So a final thought for everyone listening. Considering these three areas, the academic skills, the real-world learning, the metacognition, maybe ask yourself, what's one specific area you could focus on strengthening right now for your own goals?
That's a great question to reflect on.
Definitely something to mull over. And hey, if you want to dig deeper into Ackerman's ideas, he's got a few books out there. Technology in Schools from 2022, Efficacious Technology Management from 2018, and Technology-Rich Teaching from 2015 could be good places to start.
Good resources for sure.
Great stuff. Thanks for this deep dive.